Rebecca and Bruce Austin struggled to get pregnant again after their first daughter was born, so they signed up to be foster parents.
Never really knew what the kids in our home will do for you. They do for you more than you could possibly do for them.
They live in Windsor, a rural town in central Illinois, and now have six children ranging from 22 to 4 years old. For those still at home, four adopted children and one foster child, Rebecca says they see 14 doctors.
So a typical day around here is pretty crazy. I say I'm a stay-at-home mom, but with all the doctor's appointments and therapies and, you know, appointments and stuff, I'm on the go all the time.
Three kids see a psychiatrist. One has regular visits with specialists for epilepsy and other conditions. And their youngest, 4-year-old Camden, has therapy sessions almost daily for movement and speech delays.
How do you spell your name?
C-A-M-D-Y-N.
Good job.
I can also spell it without looking.
Rebecca is hopeful the therapies can help Camden be ready for kindergarten this fall, but they had to skip out on 2 weeks of therapy last month. That's when the state's 19,000 adopted children were switched into new health plans managed by private insurance companies, and a glitch in the system interrupted coverage for 2,500 children. The Austins had to cancel appointments and had problems getting prescriptions filled.
My daughter, who has epilepsy, her medicine was $1,000, a little over $1,000. I didn't have $1,045 to pay for her medicine. And so, you know, we were panicked as to what we were going to do because she had to have the medicine.
Rocky rollout aside, some question whether the switch for foster kids should be made at all. In traditional Medicaid, the state reimburses providers for each service they provide. With a new system called Medicaid Managed Care, private insurers are paid a set amount per person, and they agree to grow their provider networks. Proponents say this allows states to control costs while increasing access to care. But evidence is mixed as to whether that happens.
We are not opposed to managed care itself. We are only opposed to managed care that is not appropriately planned.
Heidi Dahlenberg is an attorney with the ACLU of Illinois, which sued the state to force reforms in the child welfare system. She says managed care can help ensure all kids get health screenings and are connected to providers they need. It can also prevent doctors from over-treating or over-medicating children. But success depends on whether the state is prepared for the transition and whether they hold insurers to their promises.
Where managed care goes wrong is when they start cutting necessary care in order to make a profit.
At a legislative hearing last month, Jamie Dornfeld with Illinois' Child Welfare Agency said they're committed to getting this right.
We owe this to our state's most vulnerable children and to the loving families that open their homes to help us care for them.
Come April, 17,000 foster children will be switched to managed care. That includes the Austins' foster child. Rebecca's main concern is whether she'll be forced to switch to a therapist an hour's drive away, since the one she sees nearby isn't in the managed care network.
She's established a relationship with that counselor and has been going to her for almost 2 years. Now we have to start all over, and that's trauma. That's a huge trauma.
They're trying to be optimistic, but the state's track record on this issue doesn't give them much assurance. I'm Christine Herman, Side Effects Public Media.